This week on Texans Huddle.
Mallett, shotgun, leg down. Here's the snap. Mallett with time. Mallett looking, throws back in the end zone. And Garrett Graham with a great catch for a Houston touchdown.
He just wanted me to play my game, go out there and just, you know, don't stick my toe in the water and just go out there and come out firing.
Texans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. By Amegy Bank, the A Bank. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch off today for a chance to win big. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Texans Huddle. I'm Patty Smith, coming to you from Bank America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina, where the Houston Texans just dropped game number two of this young season to the Panthers 24-17. It was a valiant effort at the end, but they came up just a little bit short. Let's check out all the highlights and reactions in this week's Texans Rewind.
Second and eight at the Houston 21. Newton in the gun. Here's the snap. Texans rushing. Here's a throw downfield and picked off after a tip. Raheem Moore brings it over the 5, the 10, the 15. Newton gets the snap. Quarterback draw, and he goes over the top for the touchdown. Wow. Mallett, shotgun, leg down. Here's the snap. Mallett with time. Mallett looking, throws back in the end zone. And Garrett Graham with a great catch for a Houston touchdown. On fourth down, here's Ryan Mallett. Here's the snap. Mallett scrambling forward. Mallett's going to run with it. Mallett to the end zone. Touchdown, Houston.
So, John Harris, this one comes up just short. Boy, kind of an incredible and a very strange ending. Just kind of take us through those last few minutes.
Yeah, it was a strange ending and a rough game. Very physical. Even though Kuechly and Lotulelei didn't play, that defense is very physical with one of the best DBs in the league. And Josh Norman really weren't able to go at 24 at all. And it really took the offense a full half to really kind of find any kind of rhythm at all. And I think that's really what hurt them. And then you get the interception by J.J. Klein. They go deep. You know, now you're down two scores. Now you're fighting an uphill battle. And, you know, they're right there with a shot at the end when probably they shouldn't even have had one. So good credit, good effort at the end. But at the end of the day, you're 0-2.
Kind of take us through that final minute. It seemed like all things were sort of going. The Texans were getting all the advantages, whether it was the roughing the passer and getting the extra seconds on the clock. It was almost like it was all in the cards, but it just wasn't quite enough.
Yeah, it just wasn't enough. And look, at the end of the game, you've got a rookie at right tackle and a guy you acquired in a trade at left tackle. And you still were able to move the ball a little bit. So I think that speaks volumes about those guys and the toughness. And Derek Newton had to come out of the game once. And I thought Brandon Brooks was dinged up a little bit. So, look, the offense played with a lot of guts in the second half. But you just spotted him a little bit too much in that second quarter. And look, Cam Newton is a superstar. And when he's got the ball in his hands, good things happen. And too many good things happen today.
Well, and we talked so much all week long in the pregame everywhere about job one is containing Cam Newton. How well do you think the team did based on, you know, some of the challenges they had? Jonathan Joseph looked like he was struggling a little bit. I don't know if he was injured or what the deal was, but just overall, how do you think they handled it?
Yeah, I think Cam kind of picked and chose his spots, and he came up big at times when you really couldn't afford for him to come up big. That's the key. Right after the interception, they throw it deep. Corey Philly Brown makes a great catch on Jonathan Joseph, and what can you do? It's a great throw, and that's what Cam Newton is. He's a great football player, and you know, that class of 2011 draft with Cam Newton, A.J. Green, and J.J., that's a whale of a draft. Carolina's got a good quarterback for a long time.
Let's talk a little bit about our quarterback. So much about Ryan Mallett leading into this. What did you take away from what you saw from him today? What do you think he learned today?
He's a tough hombre. He got hit a bunch of times back there, and he still gave him a shot at the end. So I give him credit for that. Look, it wasn't perfect, but he can build off of this. They threw it 57 times, and that's not a good formula for winning. Bill O'Brien's already said that, but I thought he showed guts. I thought he showed a lot of heart, and I thought he played. I don't say he won't play well enough to throw AJ Klein he'd like to have back, but we're talking maybe about a different game. But I thought he showed a lot of guts today, and I think it's the best thing we can say about him.
All right, John, thank you so much. All right, we have to take a time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll be back in Houston to wrap it all up and look forward to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Stay with us.